In the 1950s, Chairman Mao dreamed of damming the Yangtze River. He even wrote a poem about it. Well, Mao never saw his dream realized, but next year his successors will. For the last decade, China has been constructing the Three Gorges Dam on the Yangtze, and within a year it will begin operations, forming a reservoir 400 miles long. The dam has been controversial because of its size and because of the massive human dislocation it will cause. About 1.5 million people will have to move. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from the Yangtze River.
The city of Fengjie, halfway down the Yangtze River, has traditionally been known as Poet's Town. Some 1,300 years ago, China's most famous poet, Li Bai, traveled downstream from here and wrote with fascination of the chattering monkeys on the cliffs as his small boat slipped past what he called the 10,000 mountains along the Yangtze River. The monkeys are gone now, and Fengjie today is not the kind of place that inspires poetry, unless you're thinking of writing an ode to decay. It's a condemned town, clinging like a blackened mollusk to the north bank of the Yangtze River. The stench of sewage and garbage permeates its noisy, narrow streets. Within a year, it'll be submerged under 400 feet of water as the Three Gorges Dam downstream goes into operation, forming a massive new reservoir. In all, about 1.5 million people along this stretch of the Yangtze River will be relocated because of the dam. It'll be the largest hydroelectric project in the world. Just outside Fengjie, a group of women talk in the summer heat. They sit peeling corn and spitting on the dusty ground. Like so many people in the area, women like Mrs. Li are angry about not receiving proper compensation for being relocated.
They'll come and knock down our houses by force. We have to have a place to live, don't we? And some source of income. But the government is only giving us $8 a month per family. We don't have any land left at all.
Mrs. Li's house is about to be demolished and flooded. The small plot of land she had higher up the mountain where she grew vegetables has gone too. She was forced to sell that to the local government so it could build new apartment blocks. Now she can't even afford to buy one of the units built on the land that used to belong to her. Everyone's in the same situation, she says, and it's got so bad that several weeks ago as many as 1,000 people came out on the streets here in the village of Jiaowancun to demonstrate before they were cleared away by the police. A short walk up the hill and a knock on the door of one of the new apartments there doesn't bring out much of a welcome. No wonder they're slamming the door in the face of foreign journalists. Workmen on the site say the luxury apartments in this building have been reserved for members of the local Communist Party. Up and down the Yangtze River, local people say it's the same story. Officials have simply pocketed the money they were supposed to pass on to the ordinary people. But it's not just people who'll be affected by the dam. Archaeological sites dating back thousands of years are being submerged, and environmental activists fear the impact on the famous Three Gorges of the Yangtze, from which the dam derives its name.
If you take one of the fast but noisy boats like this one from Fengjie, pretty soon you pass through the spectacular natural cliff faces of the Three Gorges that rise on either side of the Yangtze River just behind us here. But then you suddenly come to the massive man-made cliff face of the Three Gorges Dam, looming up just ahead of us. It really is an immense structure. When it finally goes into operation next year, it will create the reservoir 400 miles long that will submerge the town of Fengjie and others like it and make the beautiful Three Gorges themselves that we've just passed through considerably less impressive.
Critics of the dam say the problems it causes far outweigh the benefits. The World Bank would not take part in financing the $25 billion project for fear of the controversy, and the Chinese government has imposed a ban on reporting anything bad about the dam. Veteran environmentalist Dai Qing is one of the few people who'll speak out openly against it.
I think Three Gorges construction is symbolized with the old system, the one Communist Party ruling system, and the central economic system, and the propaganda system, silence every independent voice, every aspect, all the problem reflect in this project.
Dai says the amount of hydroelectric power the dam will produce is not worth the massive relocation and environmental damage. But not everyone agrees. A Western expert working in the water resources field in China, who's familiar with the project but won't speak on the record, says clean hydroelectric power is hugely preferable to building more coal plants or switching to nuclear energy. And he says the dam will help control the annual flooding of the Yangtze, which claims lives and disrupts the economy every year along the river. Back in Fengjie, the demolition of houses continues. Nearby, 63-year-old Wang Yanfu is just getting back to his home from his fields on the banks of the Yangtze, which his father and grandfather worked before him. He and his wife will soon have to move. We'll be moving to a nicer, bigger house up the hill here, he says enthusiastically. It's an exchange for this one. There are plenty of people, like the Wangs, who seem content to be moving out of their shabby old homes as long as they can get a new one up the hill. But for all their optimism, the Wangs also epitomize a much bigger issue, not only about the dam, but also about the Chinese government and the way it deals with its people. When asked if they regret having to move from their ancestral land, Mrs. Wang almost doesn't understand the question. It's a government policy, she says, so of course we're going to move. The idea of opposing it before or during construction in order to save their land doesn't seem ever to have entered her head. There are two lines you hear everywhere in this region that show just how successful the government propaganda about the benefits of the dam has been. Meo banfa, people say, there's nothing we can do. And many will add, it's for the construction of the motherland anyway, isn't it? The exact line that the Communist Party government has told them.